Welcome to Film Companion. I'm Anupama Chopra and here are this week's reviews. The first 20 minutes or so of Apoorva are taut and just terrifying. Writer-director Nikhil Nagesh Bhatt throws us without mercy into the company of four murderous men. We are somewhere in the Chambal and these are modern-day dakus, men who loot and kill. The killing is vicious, almost gleeful, because they're also psychopaths who find a sadistic pleasure in watching people scream, squirm and die. When they kidnap this lovely young girl, you brace yourself for the worst. I almost didn't want to watch anymore, and I mean that as a compliment. Nikhil has a real talent for creating dread. The film opens with wide shots of the arid land, which becomes a sort of hellscape. These men commit their crimes in daylight, which makes them even more fearsome. And we meet these devils before Apoorva does, so that when they take her, we understand more than her the savagery that awaits. The randomness of this encounter, Apoorva just happens to be on the bus that these men halt, and the situation she finds herself in might take you back to Navdeep Singh's 2015 film NH10. In that film, an urban yuppie couple find themselves battling murderers in the badlands of UP. A character says, "Gurgaon mein jahan aakhri mall khatam hote hain na, wahin aapki ye democracy aur constitution bhi khatam ho jata hai." But Navdeep and his writer Sudeep Sharma, who later went on to create brilliant streaming shows such as Patal Lok and Kohra, used this story to create a chilling portrait of misogyny, anarchy and the horror that lies just a few miles from shiny apartment buildings. Nikhil seems less interested in social critique. Though there is this clever reference to a film which created high decibel noise about misogyny. Perhaps Nikhil wants us to consider the impact cinema has on minds, especially those that are already twisted. But mostly, I think he wants to create a visceral experience that over a crisp 95 minutes jolts you. He accomplishes this in the first act, but then the tension dissipates. The terror of the present is undercut with a flashback, which gives us the backstory on Apoorva's engagement and her relationship with her fiancé, who is the reason she's on that bus. She's traveling to Agra to surprise him on his birthday. Through the film, we see flashes of happier times and even a song. But these sequences are so half-hearted that it feels like Nikhil also was barely interested. In fact, the fiancé track is the weakest in the film. He's an insipid character and actor Dhairya Karwa isn't able to rescue him. The plot gets looser as the story unfolds. There is this coincidence that might make your eyes roll. Nikhil's most skillful maneuvers are in setting up the cat and mouse game between Apoorva and her captors. In the first hour, you might think that the film is taking a perverse pleasure in Apoorva's predicament. In one scene, the men have a conversation about who will go first, which just made my skin crawl. But the brutality of her kidnappers is what makes her transform from a terrorized victim to an avenging angel. Now, this isn't entirely convincing at a script level, but it's very satisfying to watch. Until now, Tara Sutaria has mostly played the typical ornamental Bollywood heroine roles in films like Student of the Year 2, Marjawa, Ek Villain Returns. Here, she is least appealing when the film makes her go back into that mold in the flashbacks. But as an ordinary girl who's forced by circumstances to become a fighter, she's rock solid. Apoorva's desperation and her resolve have conviction. It also helps that her captors are played by a slew of strong actors. Abhishek Banerjee, Rajpal Yadav, Sumit Gulati and Aditya Gupta. Rajpal is best known as a comedic actor. In Bhool Bhulaiya 2, his character had some of the best lines. But Nikhil reimagines him as a killer whose murderous rage is triggered by the smallest affronts. His diminutive size only adds to his menace. Abhishek has set the bar high for psychopaths with Hathoda Tyagi in Patal Lok. Sukha doesn't have that depth or nuance, but there is enough here to make you shudder. Apoorva is an inconsistent film, but when the plot becomes repetitive and even a little bit silly, DOP Anshuman Mahale's fluid camera work, Ketan Sodha's BGM and Subhash Sahu's sound design keeps the action moving. And Nikhil doesn't hold back on the shock tactics. In one close-up, you can see bits of flesh and blood attached to the bottom of a shoe. I think like the characters he creates, Nikhil also likes to see his audience squirm in a good way. You can watch Apoorva on Disney Plus Hotstar. Thank you for listening to the Film Companion podcast. Stay tuned for more reviews, interviews and all that's hot and happening in pop culture and entertainment.